Hey, Vince, Happy New Year to you.
Hi, same to you guys. How's everything?
Doing great,
pretty
thanks.
Well.
How'd you spend your weekend off?
Oh, just hanging out with the family. Got a chance to get out with my kids and wife and enjoying for a couple of days and able to watch a little football over the weekend. So it was good to see, you know, on Saturday who we play. So got right to work after that and getting ready for a big week.
I was just going to ask you, I mean, you're watching Steelers-Ravens. It's apparent that the Ravens are going to win. When did you start preparing, and how did you start preparing for this team that you know pretty well?
Well, after that same night, you know, they played out, you know, knew we was going to play them. I went straight to the iPad and started looking at a little film on them just to get a jump start on them. So, like I said, it was good for us just to get a chance, get an idea, one extra day to figure out who we want to play. And we know that Saturday gave us a little time to get the jump on and start looking at them and prepare for them. So it's going to be a big challenge for us this week. But it's what this time of year, this is what you expect. Every team that's out there now is a great team. So we got to be at our best come Saturday.
Vince, the last time you, meaning you personally, faced this team was 2012. They pretty much have the same interior line. It's still Osemele. It's still Marshall Yanda. But Matt Burke is gone, a guy that you had a lot of battles with. He's replaced by this kid, Jeremy Zeta. What have you seen of him? What can you tell us about the challenges you're going to face?
You know, he's an undersized guy, but at the same time, he's smart. He's in command when he's at the line of scrimmage. And I think they all do a really good job of playing off one another. One thing that always stands out against the Baltimore football team is how physical they play. I think their best offensive lineman is young. They move them outside. But he's a type of player that, you know, you can kind of see him anywhere. And if somebody getting nicked up or banged up, they can kind of move him around. So that just says a lot about him as a person, as a football player. Just his IQ as a football player, his physical nature, when he's in the game, what they want to do with him in the game. So it's going to be a challenge for us up front, and we understand, this game is going to be a lot about up front on both sides of the ball, our offensive line and our defensive line being able to play well against a good physical football team. So we know how to play that way. We just need to play that way for however long it takes.
I'm not sure that many people think of Joe Flacco as being one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL on that same level with guys like Brady and Rodgers and guys like that. But you guys have seen him in the playoffs be very, very good. What's he do that's tough for you guys to handle out there?
One thing about Joe, I mean, he's so poised. No matter what time is on the clock, he never panics. That football team never panics. But it's good to have a guy run your offense the way he does for Baltimore. That's to keep guys kind of mellow and understand each play. You're not going to win each play, but when crunch time get time for crunch time, you got to be able to make plays on a consistent basis, play good football. And I think he put him in a good situation, good spot when it comes down to that, being able to just stay poised and keep his team kind of under the radar and just go out there and try to perform. And he's played some good football this time of the year. So we understand how important it is for us to be able to go out and play well, because we know they're going to have to, at the end of the day, they're going to stay poor. They're not going to panic. That's not who they are. You know, they're going to stick to what they are, and hopefully that's enough to beat us. But at the same time, we got to play good football in situations for 60 minutes, or if it's longer than that, we just got to be able to play good football throughout the course of the game.
You know, they've played a lot of playoff games since Joe Flacco has been there. So have you. You guys have played a ton of playoff games. And fortunately for you in your career, you've seen a lot of these situations, bye week situations. I'm just wondering how you approach them. I mean, some guys say, oh, I just treat it like another game. Some guys go into a different routine. How about you?
No, I mean, I think all your goal attention have to, rise. Everybody, level of play have to come up to another level. You lose, you go home now. So anything that we have, anything that we've been saving, it's the time to let it all out. From game planning, from playing the game, to calling the game, to being aggressive, playing it. Whatever we have that we think is going to give us an edge, we got to do. Like I said, because if you lose now, you go home, and I don't think there's anybody in this locker room ready to go home, and I'm pretty sure Baltimore feeling the same way. So you got two teams that seems like over the years, it's like a division of teams. Over the years, we seem to play each other at least once a year. And it's just one of those things. This year, again, we got them again in the division round playoff. They come in here to play to beat us. They feel pretty confident coming in here playing us. They feel that they know, understand how to play us. So at the same time, we got to make sure that we on our P's and Q's, that we executing at a high level. But I think everybody levels of play have to get to all-time high starting now, and we will be.
Vince, Justin Forsett from the Ravens is, I believe, the only running back in the league this year who had 1,200 yards and over 5 yards a carry. But Pittsburgh kind of held him in check. Did you see anything over the weekend that's going to help you?
I mean, I just think it's to play a team like that, you have to be able to play physical and be aggressive at the line of scrimmage. And I think the more you do that against a team like this, the more success you have. So we can't play lateral. We got to be vertical. We got to, you know, press blockers. We got to get off blocks, have to gain tackle. We got to rally to the ball. All those things that make a good defense, we have to do this. I mean, here on out, you know, and that's one of the things they pride themselves on is being able to run the ball and control the line of scrimmages on both sides. So with that being said, we know what we have to do on this side. We have to try to win that battle at the line of scrimmage. But it's going to be an old-school football game. I mean, it's going to be a physical ball game.
Vince, we always appreciate the time. Best of luck on Saturday. We'll talk to you next week, and good luck.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good one now.
Take care. That is Vince Wilfork.